Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Senator Tom Brewer of District 43. He is a decorated veteran. He actually is a graduate of the Army War College. He served in the military, U.S. Army, from 1977 to 2014, and last year entered the Capitol as a freshman state senator. Welcome to the program, Senator Brewer.
Well, thanks for having me. This is a great opportunity.
Well, tell me, what were some of the challenges of being a freshman senator last year?
Well, probably the biggest shock is that when you come to the Capitol as a freshman, you have no office, you have no phone, no staff. You simply wander the halls and wait for them to draw which room you're going to be in, and then you get to hire your staff and then learn how to requisition a telephone and get keys, and then you find out that you have 10 days to drop all of your bills and you don't know how to write a bill.
There's a little bit of a learning curve there, isn't there?
Very, very steep learning curve. And I look at it as it's just you come in, you figure out what the objective of the day is with the different bills and how to make sure that you're educated on what the effects voting for or against a bill is, and then be sure to help those who are working legislation through that's important to them, because to a degree it is a team event, and in many cases you have to get educated on their legislation within a few hours, because we don't know until the night before what legislation is going to be there the next day. So you play a game of chess all day, every day. But we had a great group of freshmen, and we helped each other, and it was an opportunity to build some very good friendships.
I agree. The freshman class last year was amazing, and looking forward to working with all of you again this coming year. Thank you for joining me today, Senator Brewer, and I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we talk about your military service and what that's taught you about leadership.